In Los Angeles, city of cars, there's a new set of wheels on the street. It's a mobile clinic that offers to spay and neuter pets at no cost. NPR's Mandalita Barco has the story.
The spay and neuter van has been parked for a week at a recreation center in South Central LA. It's about twice the size of an ice cream truck, decorated with cartoon cats and dogs. Pet owners from the neighborhood line up outside to get their animals fixed. Doris Cisneros is here with her dogs Negra, Tyson, and Baby, who she rescued from the streets she says are full of feral dogs and cats.
You always see them getting hit. I've seen them on the freeways dead. Too much. And it's easier to just get them fixed, especially if it's free.
The Coalition for Pets and Public Safety donated the Spaymobile for use in the poorest areas of the city. The same group last year persuaded L.A. City Council to pass the toughest spay and neuter law in the country. License fees for unsterilized dogs rose from $30 to $100, and owners of unaltered cats now risk a $500 fine. The city is paying to staff the mobile clinic, a relief for those who can't afford fines, fees, or veterinarians. That includes Lindor Rollins, who brought in her 7-month-old mutt, Leon.
And this is important because, you know, why would you want your animal out there making babies, overpopulating the neighborhood?
Think he knows what he's here for?
You know, snip and nip. You know, he won't miss him, because how can you miss what he never had a relationship with other, you know, female dogs, so he ain't gonna miss it.
Leon, how you doing, Lee? What's up, son?
Inside the Spaymobile, 20 dogs and cats wait their turn inside small cages. Leon is up first. An animal technician injects him with a sedative, then puts him under with gas, ready to be altered.
Now the taking of the testicle. There it is.
Dr. Bob Goldman works on Leon at the operating table in the back of the clinic. It's a simple procedure that takes only about 15 minutes. With a sharp scalpel, he carefully makes a small incision in Leon's private parts.
Here comes Mr. Testicle number 2.
Since the L.A. spay and neutermobile began 2 weeks ago, Dr. Goldman's been fixing 20 dogs and cats a day. His goal is to alter 5,000 animals a year from this mobile clinic.
I'm standing here and they pass them through and I do one and I pass it back and they give me another one. Other than the conveyor belt aspect of it and the fact that we're in a van, it's exactly what would happen in a very Tony Westside hospital. It's got all the sterile equipment, all the best anesthesia, the safest stuff, oxygen tanks that you see here.
Dr. Goldman offers free sterilizations that otherwise could cost up to $200. And while he has the animals in the van, he throws in a free rabies shot and a quick medical exam.
Last week there was an umbilical hernia and we repaired it while the dog was on the table. This is the first and last time the majority of these patients will be to a vet.
Dr. Goldman sends the animals off at the end of the day with a free treat, chew toys, or catnip.
There we go.
LA's clinic is modeled after SNAP, the Spay-Neuter Assistance Program in Houston. It began in 1993 and has been replicated in several other cities, says Sean Hawkins, SNAP's executive director.
And what we've seen over the time that we have been operating is actually a 27% decrease in the number of animals ending up in Houston shelters.
Part of the program involves telling people that fixing their pets reduces the risk of feline AIDS and other diseases, and it makes the animals less likely to bite. To create a buzz in L.A., animal advocates worked with advertising agency Chiat Day to come up with funny, provocative posters that play on the idea of sexually prolific dogs. One ad pictures a blissful pit bull couple under the covers in bed and these words.
Rock groupies, drunken sailors, fraternity brothers, all nuns compared to your dog.
Terry Austin is the president of the Amanda Foundation for Pets. She says the ads are aimed at young men aged 15 to 30.
These are the people who have the unaltered big breed Rottweilers, Pit Bulls, Staffordshire Terriers, Dobermans, Chows. These are the people who are reluctant to alter their animals for a myriad of reasons. They just don't know what the benefits are. They think it's not macho.
The ads in English and Spanish will be going up in September at coffee houses, music clubs, and parks. Places that now feature flyers for the Spaymobile. Laverne Sperling, who got her cat Socks fixed, says she hopes the word spreads.
The posters might help. Since we can't give them birth control pills.
The Spaymobile will travel next to parks and rec centers throughout South Central LA and Watts. Mandalita del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.